Good day and welcome to the first Fan Reaction Show of 2020. A new year, a new decade, but the same game that we know and love. This past weekend, a late equalizer left Orlando Pirates disappointed to drop points against Bloom Celtic. They do, however, remain in the top half of the table and in the hunt for a top three spot with half of the season remaining. They won't feel as hard done by as Amakhosi though, who despite hitting the woodwork on multiple occasions, still came up empty-handed against SuperSport United. After the matches, we asked you to send your voice note reactions, and as usual, you did not disappoint. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Pirates fans questioned their defensive structure and club unity after the side's disappointing draw against Bloom Celtic, in which they dropped points as a result of a late equaliser from Sibilele Luthuli in the 81st minute. Here's what they had to say.
Oh, it's Molete from Velkom near Zone 1. It was a lovely draw. I like it that way. A lovely draw. It is very good to watch Orlando Pirates drawing. Now I'm going to watch Sundowns. They must be beaten so that we can stay there on top. A lovely draw.
Vince, these people, I don't know why they are still playing PSL. I mean, Angas, Syria. These people, they are bad, man. Oh. Wow. Even cause I must hire like good coaches. How can you put in a player a coach that knows nothing about African football? How? Now we shake my shab. Let's do it, Baxter. Lavando, they know about South African football. Benny McCarthy, even. Ulumundo Ketsumdu Angap German, who's a jelly of apply German football, German style of football. Lions ants, Bafitsu.
Good afternoon, Sokola Duma team. My name is Junior in Cape Town. Orlando Pirates, there is nothing much that it will show. I have got that feeling. Yes, this draw of 1-1 that they attained today is a sign that players were playing their own football to convince the new arrival in Joseph Zimbawa in the team. So as you know nothing about us, pick me, I'm available, I'm going to deliver this. Then there comes a time where then the style of the coach, his philosophy is put in the open for everybody to see. Look how they drew today. There is nothing that they are going to show up at all. As long as there is Rolani, Pirates is not going to go anywhere because he will suppress this new coach, as this new coach seems to not worry much about wanting to know anything about the team from the previous coach in Rulani Mgwen. So they are still fighting politics, which will impact on their results like today. Thank you.
So Kalatuma, I think Orlando Pirates is still lacking in terms of defense. So as the market is still on, I think the management should look into it, that they look at our defense, because really it's a problem. If we can fix the defense, then maybe that might make a difference in our team. In terms of management, there is no unity. So that's also another problem. Maybe these players, they don't understand, you know, what it means for us to support this club.
Kaizer Chiefs fans had more mixed reactions after their loss to SuperSport United in a highly entertaining match. Some fans keeping the faith that this is Chiefs' season, with others warning that the tactics need to evolve in the second half of the season in order to secure the title.
They were okay, but they lacked stability. Their shots were mostly off target. I think what is needed there at Kaizer Chiefs, they need to concentrate much more on midfield as well as whom is their starting 11. The coach need to have a basic starting 11 in order for him to understand the level of players that he's having.
I think losing to SuperSport United, the Kaizer Chiefs boys have to dust themselves and look forward to the next game. It's not a train smash. Yes, they've lost to SuperSport United. It's not the first time. Even last last year, this time, last season, they lost to SuperSports with the same, with nearly the same scoreline. They lost 2-0. This time it's 2-1. So what they should do, they should focus on themselves and forget about the Chasing Pack, forget about Sundowns and the best universities of this world. Because if they start looking at what Sundowns is doing, then they will start pressing panic buttons. So there's no need for them to press panic buttons. They should just go on and collect as many points as possible. And this should come as a wake-up call. Like I said, this is from Opa from Archerville.
I'm so disappointed with our coach. I don't think like he was watching the game, because as fans, we could see that Castro is not performing, and he should have like swapped Nekovic to play that position that was playing past Castro, and then let Zuma play the position for Nekovic, and then take Castro out, and then substitute a midfielder. Now he only substituted a defender with another defender, while he's losing on the game. I think he's not even focusing on winning the game, because you can't take out a defender and put another defender, someone who's not gonna put the pressure and then let you get another goal. So I'm so disappointed. It's like he was not watching the game.
It wasn't entirely a bad game, just a couple of mistakes there and there, but then, well, pretty soon I bet once the formation and the players start to realize the importance of us winning the PSL, then probably they'll do their best. But overall, I'm a Kossi fan, Kossi Nations forever, yeah. I believe we tried. We played at our best, our level best. The better team had to win at the end of the day. We play for results, not for a stagnant results, but then we play either to win or lose. And if a point was given, then, well, heads up. But then we lost 3 points. It is a way for us to actually pull up our socks and try and work harder. The technical coach and the technical staff as a whole and the players and the coach should, like, sit down and try and find the proper formation and the players to actually kickstart the gravy train.
I wish I understood why Middendorp starts with Uzulu ahead of Zuma. And also, he always starts with two strikers. It's been working for a while, but when it's not working, it doesn't work. Because all they do is give the ball to the fullbacks, and then they try to play diagonal balls. So it's either going to be Frostler, who's going to play a diagonal ball to whoever is going to be at the end of the pitch, between the two strikers, and Osasman is going to do the same. You have ball players. Manyama can play ball. Bakas can play ball. Zuma can play. Why don't you play with one striker? Nurkovic can also play. Why don't you do that and pack the midfield so that you can give these teams a problem? He doesn't do that. He would rather let Chiefs be caught on the back foot, because once you do that and you move everyone forward, you're leaving spaces behind, spaces which SuperSport were able to, you know, get in today and try to get goals. We get goals from penalties. It's not satisfactory. We played good today. We missed some good chances, but the tactics need to change a bit. Chiefs still have a very good chance to win the league, but it's not going to be easy. Second half of the season, every team is fighting for every point that they can get. I'm not very disappointed with the performance, but the coach and the players that he chose and the tactics, it's quite obvious to figure out Chiefs now, especially given the fact that we've been winning so many games. Everyone is watching our tapes and they're planning, because they know we have one game plan.
We have another entertaining week of PSL action coming up. In what could be a crucial match in the title race, the defending champion Sundowns face Bidvest Wits before we see Polokwane City take on Orlando Pirates. And Kaizer Chiefs will be turning 50 years old this week as well. What an achievement for the country's favorite club. That's all for the Fan Reaction Show for today. May you all have a wonderful year. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.